to 5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No Victor Crest allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. In a few minutes, we're going to talk to Dr. Ben Carson, who has rejoined the Trump administration. Donald Trump is calling for an investigation into what he calls sabotage at the United Nations. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was accused by George Clintonopoulos of causing death because of the elimination of USAID funding. The Department of Homeland Security says they will defy a new California law that prevents ICE agents from wearing masks. All of this and more, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. We're going to talk about a ADL report that has labeled the violence, extremist violence, between 2022 and 2024, all attributed to right-wingers. John Lott, not amused, wrote a piece about that. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, Allison is in Studio City, California. Allison, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Larry. I wanted to bring up the fact that, you know, the rhetoric is very high on the left about inciting violence, but I'm also concerned about the rhetoric on the far right. I love the fact that you're supporting Charlie Kirk, but I am very concerned about the fact that Tucker Carlson is going to be on the campus speaking tour representing PPUSA, because Tucker blatantly made an accusation about the Jews being the killers of Jesus Christ and that we were eating hummus and laughing at the memorial for Charlie Kirk. And I just fear that the tipping point, no pun intended, can be very, very dangerous on turning this anti-Israel rage coming from the other side and being directed towards the Jews.
You know, Al, it's not just Tucker who's made some pretty irresponsible things about Jews. And you're right, there is, to me, a strain of very irresponsible rhetoric coming from people like Tucker Carlson, who I normally like. I did an event with him and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But this stuff about what they've been saying lately about Jews and about Israel, I don't understand it. I really don't. I attended a movie premiere of the movie 42. It was about Jackie Robinson, starring Chadwick Boseman. And Chadwick Boseman was there. And one of the scenes in the movie, there was a white kid, looked like about maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8 years old, innocent-looking white kid with his father. And his father stood up and started yelling, N-word, N-word, N-word. And at that point, the kid looked at his father, and then he started yelling, N-word, N-word, N-word. Kid wasn't doing it until his father did it. So the idea that this kind of language, this kind of rhetoric, is not going to have any effect on how people behave, is belied by something that simple. Now, there's a Anti-Defamation League report that just now came out to counter the idea that a lot of this hate and violence is coming from the left, when in fact it is. Here's what the report said, and I'm quoting, "This is the third year in a row that right-wing extremists have been connected to all identified extremist related killings, end of quote. And according to the ADL, between 22 and 24, there were 34 so-called right-wing extremist murders, with 23 of them done by white supremacists. Their attacks took 61 lives, says the report. Now, 61 is just a tiny fraction of the 58,000-plus murders that took place over that three-year period of time. But anything above zero is bad. Now, here's the question. How does the ADL define right-wing extremists? Are all white supremacists, Lott asks, really right-wing? Does every mass murderer who targets a gay bar automatically count as a right-winger? If you're with the ADL, to them the answer, apparently, is always yes. But he says, take Peyton Glendron. That's the 2022 Buffalo supermarket shooter who murdered 10 black shoppers. The ADL labeled him a right-wing extremist because he was racist. But, says John Lott, his own writings make the story more complicated. Gendron hated black people because he thought they had too many children, which he believed harmed the environment. He wrote a manifesto, and he called himself an eco-fascist national socialist and described himself as a member of the, quote, mild, moderate, authoritarian left, close quote. And in his manifesto, he railed against capitalists for, quote, destroying the environment. He blamed overpopulation, particularly by blacks, harming the environment. Quote, the invaders are the ones overpopulating the world. Kill the invaders, kill the overpopulation, and by doing so, save the environment. Close quote. Does that sound like a right-winger to you? And then there's Anderson Lee Aldrich, who murdered five people at Club Q, the gay bar in Colorado Springs, in 2022. The ADL called him a right-wing extremist because he targeted LGBT people. Yet he himself identified as non-binary and used they-them pronouns, which the ADL left out of their report. And then they leave off mass shooters off the list entirely. For example, from 2022 to 2024, there were 18 mass public shootings using a standard definition. 11 of them held no political views at all. They were suicidal, seeking media attention. One murderer, the Allen, Texas shooter in 2023, identified as neo-Nazi, and the ADL classified this national socialist, which is what he called himself, as a right-winger. However, six of them came from the political left. The ADL also makes some other assumptions that you might call questionable. Take the Aryan Brotherhood. The group is racist, but they have no political ideology beyond racism, and they make their money through racketeering, drug trafficking, and murder. And none of the Aryan Brotherhood murders cited by the ADL were politically motivated. Most involved disputes with other gang members, or in one case, the killing of a two-year-old girl the perpetrator had sexually assaulted, and in another, the murder of an 11-year-old girl living on the same property. So if you remove these cases, that cuts down six murders from the ADL's tally. Three of the murderers were neo-Nazis who murdered one person each. They were again classified as right-wingers, based on them being racist, even though they were national socialists. And again, none of the murders had anything to do with their political views. One murdered his aunt. Others were listed as right-wing because they perps had anti-Semitic views. But given the recent anti-Israel riots, it isn't even clear why these views are automatically counted as right-wing. One of the killers, tied to QAnon and anti-vaccine beliefs, murdered his wife. Another case involved a man who beat his five-year-old to death. Why do these killings qualify as political murders? But according to the ADL, they do. So this idea that this is coming from both sides and that the extremist in this country is right-wing driven, according to the ADL, is highly questionable, to say the least. Hillary Clinton says that the right wing is trying to turn back the clock and create a world that was dominated by white men. Number 31.
And I am proud of the fact that we have always been a work in progress. You know, we haven't gotten to the more perfect union, and we fought a civil war over part of it. Mm-hmm. And people have been protesting, you know, for hundreds of years that, you know, things were not as they should be, given our ideals and how we should be moving toward them. So I think that's what makes us so special as a country. And the idea that you could turn the clock back and try to recreate a world that never was dominated by, you know, let's say it, white men of a certain persuasion, a certain religion, a certain point of view, a certain ideology, it's just doing such damage to what we should be aiming for. And okay, we were on the path toward that.
I mean, white men of a certain persuasion, of a certain religion, says the woman who paid for the Steele dossier that launched that Russia-Trump collusion BS. And if you're talking about white men of a certain persuasion, of a certain religion, would that include her husband, Bill? Dr. Ben Carson up next, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'm Larry Elder.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
An area that we are closely examining, as the president mentioned, is vaccines. Some 40 to 70% of mothers who have children with autism believe that their child was injured by a vaccine. President Trump believes that we should be listening to these mothers instead of gaslighting and marginalizing them like prior administrations. Some of our friends like to say that we should believe all women. Some of these same people have been silencing and demonizing these mothers for three decades because research on the potential link between autism and vaccines has been actively suppressed in the past.
But did you hear a political figure last week saying that Charlie Kirk was ignorant because he didn't have a college degree? I've seen him run circles around people with college degrees.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. My next guest is the former Secretary of HUD, former head of pediatric neurology at Johns Hopkins. He and I have at least three things in common. First, we're both incredible sex symbols who happen to be black. Secondly, we co-founded a bank called Old Glory Bank to deal with the phenomenon of debanking, a phenomenon that Tim Scott held hearings on. And we both ran for president, although his candidacy did a little better than mine. Please welcome to the program Dr. Ben Carson.
Wonderful to be with you.
Doctor, thank you very much for taking the time. Now, you may not remember this, but you and I talked shortly after President Trump became President Trump 47, and I asked you whether or not you were going to rejoin the administration. You said, absolutely not. You're happy doing what you're doing. You've got your foundation, your think tank, and you have zero plans to join the administration. What happened?
Well, I still have all of those things that I mentioned. I just added to it another job as a special government employee. Which means I don't have to give up all the things that I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going to fit it in. My schedule's already very busy, but such an important issue because nutrition, the way that we process food or the way that we shouldn't process food, the way that we get it from the farm to the table, all of these things are so important. And the encouraging thing is that a lot of the food companies are coming to the table to talk. You probably heard a few weeks ago Kellogg's is coming to the table. They're going to abandon some of their food coloring processes and substitute more healthy alternatives. So I think we're going to make real progress. And one of the things that really impresses me is one of my very best friends has diabetes. And he's been in Italy for the last 2 months, and his diabetes has disappeared.
Your title is National Advisor for Nutrition, Health, and Housing under the Secretary of Agriculture. What exactly are you going to do?
Going to be looking at all the things that impact the way that people eat, the kinds of foods that they eat. And, you know, one particular goal of mine is to make sure that the people who are on food stamps, the SNAP program, have healthy alternatives. Right now they only have like 12 things that are okay. We've increased that to 28 things that will be on the shelf now. and remove some of the things that are empty calories that are leading to obesity and really nutritional starvation.
Dr. Carson, do you believe that there is a health crisis in America?
Well, all you have to do is look at the life expectancies. You know, they were going up nicely for decades. The last few years, ours has been going down. And that tells you that there's a real problem. When you consider the fact that at least a third of people have some type of chronic medical condition, that's very abnormal. And we have kind of been like the person that you knew in high school who was nice and trim, and then you see him 20 years later and, you know, fat and sloppy and having difficulty breathing and everything you can imagine is going on. A lot of that has to do with how you take care of yourself. And I've said for a very long time, if you eat 3 well-balanced, nutritious meals a day, drink 6 to 8 glasses of water, get regular sleep and exercise, and don't put harmful things in your body, most people in medicine will be looking for a job.
Dr. Carson, RFK Jr. has been criticized for his vaccine skepticism. He's not a doctor. You are. Should we be skeptical about vaccines?
Most of the vaccines have been well-researched and followed for a long time, and we know that they're safe. What we don't know is when you give them close together, whether that has a long-term effect. So some of the schedules that they put the babies on, it's ridiculous, the amount of vaccines you're giving them. And that's a great load upon the immune system of that child. I think we really need to be doing some long-range research on how we should schedule those vaccines. And some of them are discretionary. They really aren't critical, but many of them are. You have to recognize that the reason that we can live in a relatively crowded society and not all die of something is because most of us have immunity to the kinds of things that would cause a lot of havoc.
Dr. Carson, is there a connection between women who are pregnant who take Tylenol and autism?
Well, we haven't dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's, but there have been a lot of studies. People think this is something of recent origin. There have been studies, long-range studies, done at Johns Hopkins, done at Sinai in New York, Boston, and they've all concluded the same thing, that there appears to be an increased risk of ADHD and autism. And, you know, be objective and look at the fact that a few decades ago, 1 to 4 in 10,000 were diagnosed with autism spectrum disease, and now we're down to 1 in 31. That is a gigantic difference. That something has caused that, and we would do well to continue researching. But this seems to be a repeated pattern that's brought out. So, and the people who are complaining about this, if this was not revealed to them, later on they'd be saying, why didn't you tell us? You should have told us. So sometimes you can't satisfy people no matter what you do.
Dr. Carson, we have about 45 seconds left. Tell us about the nonprofit, the foundation, the think tank that you're involved in, and how can people get involved?
The American Cornerstone Institute looks at those cornerstone principles that were essential to our rise from nothing to the pinnacle of the world: our faith, liberty, community, and respect for life. And we have a Little Patriots program. And all you have to do is go to AmericanCornerstone.org. There's a whole list of different things there. Some of them are very entertaining. Like we have My American Story. We interview people who came from Marxist countries, and they tell us what we should be looking for, what we should be worried about in our country.
Dr. Ben Carson, Dr. Carson, thank you very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for what you do and for being a patriot.
You got it. God bless.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom in Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing three fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs at gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Larry's father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good. For this reason, they are strongly recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy unless medically necessary. The meteoric rise in autism is among the most alarming public health developments in history. There's never been anything like this. Just a few decades ago, 1 in 10,000 children had autism. So that's not a long time. And I've always heard, you know, they tell a few, but I think it's a lot less time than that. It used to be 1 in 20,000, then 1 in 10,000. And I would say that's probably 18 years ago. And now it's 1 in 31. But in some areas, it's much worse than that, if you can believe it. 1 in 31. And I gave numbers yesterday. For boys, it's 1 in 12. I was told that's in California, where they have, for some reason, a more severe problem. But whether it's 1 in 12 or 1 in 31, can you imagine? That's down from 1 in 20,000 and 1 in 10,000. And now we're at the level of 1 in 12 in some cases for boys. 1 in 31 overall. So, since 2000, autism rates have surged by much more than 400%. Instead of attacking those who ask questions, everyone should be grateful for those who are trying to get the answers to this complex situation.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Charlie Kirk was a bold believer of our freedom and faith as an American. It's a boldness we will never let be forgotten. To do this, we created the I Am Charlie shirts and hoodies for us to boldly wear and show our support of Charlie Kirk and his incredible mission. We are donating the net proceeds from every piece of the I Am Charlie gear to Turning Point USA. It's time we all take a bold stand and show it. Go to freedomandfaithstore.com, take a bold stand for Charlie, and help us donate to TPUSA. That's freedomandfaithstore.com, freedomandfaithstore.com. Vicki is in Colorado Springs. Vicki, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi there.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
I was walking up steps, but I had an idea that just popped in my head. Erica Kirk is such a strong woman, and I thought, what if President Trump groomed her to run for president?
Well, you know, President Trump said that someday he thought Charlie Kirk would be president, and Charlie Kirk said his wife is even more conservative than he is, and shares his ideology, so who knows, stranger things could happen, but I think she has her hands full right now. She's running Turning Point USA. She has two young children, so I have a feeling that becoming president is probably not exactly on her bucket list, at least not yet. Thank you very much for the call, though. I appreciate it. Dwayne is in Maryville, Tennessee. Dwayne, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hey, Larry. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
You talked a minute ago about right-wing hatred. I'm 67 years old, so I've been in the South a long time, and I've known multiple Klansmen. I'll just say that, Ku Klux Klans guys. My uncle was one. Higher up on the ladder, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, the FBI paid him a visit the next day. My statement is, I've never met a Klansman that was a Republican. Everyone I've ever known is a Democrat,
mm-hmm.
has been,
mm-hmm.
forever. I myself am a Baptist preacher. I don't espouse all that hatred. I don't espouse all that stuff. But just to say, with all the rhetoric that's going around, I've never known a Republican Klan.
Well, Dwayne, as you know, the Klan was started not just to get at blacks, but Catholics and also Republicans. That was part of their manifesto.
Yeah.
They were absolutely Democrats, and they hated blacks, they hated Jews, they hated Catholics, they hated Democrats, hated Republicans. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. The economy this last quarter grew 3.8%, 2.1% inflation. I keep a folder of articles with bold headlines about how Donald Trump has trashed the economy or is going to trash the economy. And I'm going to go over some of them for you in just a few minutes. Don't go away. I'm Larry Elder. Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain, you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit where credit is due. Credit for deciding in the middle of rush hour traffic to go back and get their bachelor's and a promotion. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. And credit for serving in the military by day so they can study cybersecurity at night. For over 75 years, we've been helping students receive the credit they deserve. With more than 135 degrees and certificates, students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's. And graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. At UMGC, you'll find everything from online to hybrid courses and lifetime career services to scholarship opportunities, making your education journey flexible, fast, and affordable. Classes start June 11th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us 2 ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryElderShop.com for bold shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER20 because we've got a country to save. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. We're going to talk about the economy, the last quarter. We're going to talk about Marco Rubio squaring off with a pundit on ABC News, George Clintonopoulos, who accused him basically of killing people because of the cutback of USAID. Sonny Hostin, who asked Kamala Harris whether there was anything she would have done differently when she was running for president, and she said, not a thing that comes to mind. Sonny Hostins now basically says, I regret having asked you that question, as opposed to, too bad you didn't answer the question better. And the left-wing hostile rhetoric shows no sign of letting up. All of this and more, 888-971-SAGE. Meet Christopher. He's a cabinet maker. Years of hard work has taken a toll on his elbows, and even simple joys have become hard for him. Then he found Relief Factor. He told us it helped me so much, I can even enjoy bowling again along with all the other fun things I love. For Christopher, Relief Factor gave him back more than just comfort. It gave him back his lifestyle. What could it give you? I've told you many times about my brother Kirk, who had difficulty going up and down the stairs in the morning. Later on in the day, things got better, but in the morning, it was bad. He told me about it. I suggested Relief Factor. And, of course, Kirk being Kirk, he didn't listen. He complained later on. I suggested it again, and he didn't listen. Then later on, he complained, and this time, he followed my advice. 2 weeks later, he calls and says this stuff is working. So try the 3-week quick start today. Visit relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. If you think that the left is going to let up on its hostile, fascist, authoritarian, dictator, Nazi, Hitler rhetoric, think again. Number 28.
And it's important to reconcile your weaknesses. As a Democratic Party, we have a lot of work to do to make up for our failures in the past. We got crushed in this last election. And now we're in a position where we are struggling to communicate. We're struggling to win back now the majority in the House of Representatives. And that's a big part of what I'm doing, not just today in terms of the work out here raising money, but also raising awareness around how Donald Trump is trying to rig the midterm elections and how I fear that we will not have an election in 2028. I really mean that. In the core of my soul, unless we wake up to the code red, what's happening in this country, and we wake up soberly to how serious this moment is.
I fear we will not have an election in 2028. What, it's going to be canceled? He's going to tell people to lock inside and don't come out and don't send your mail-in back. What the hell is he even talking about? And you heard the applause. Dave is in Surprise, Arizona. Dave, always nice to hear from you.
Oh, it's my honor, Sage. Thank you. I imagine you've probably seen the news. Comey was indicted on 2 charges, so maybe we're finally getting that breath of accountability we were hoping for on January 20th.
Yeah, I mentioned that at the top of the show, that he was days away from being indicted. It just now happened. And I'm assuming at least one of the charges is perjury, because he lied and denied that he was leaking things to the newspapers, basically in order to get a special prosecutor appointed to investigate Trump for his alleged Russia collusion nonsense. And he did not admit that he had leaked things in order to get some friend of his who was a professor to start talking about this and ultimately triggered this whole investigation.
Well, I'd love to have your thoughts on this. I think this is a clear 18 U.S. Code 2384, because he definitely worked with that newspaper reporter, and I would imagine he worked with other people in the administration in the FBI to get those documents. That's a clear seditious conspiracy charge.
But again,
I'd be shocked if they don't end up.
Yeah, but again, I think the easier one is that he lied about it. That's why I know that one of the charges is going to be perjury. Dave, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Ruth is in Toronto, Canada. Ruth, always nice to hear from you.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Mr. Elder. Thank you.
My pleasure.
First of all, I just want to say I heard somebody that spoke earlier today who spoke, he was Hungarian, came over in 50, or his family. My family came over about that time, and we were called dirty VPs. Just to let you know that it wasn't easy for white people either, you know, sugar.
That's so, all right.
No.
We took care of it.
No, we were called dirty DPs and other things. So, the reason I'm really calling is they're talking about autism. And I don't know, I haven't listened to it quite as much as I should maybe in terms of Tylenol. But one of the things that always made sense to me, and I've said this for years and years and years amongst my colleagues who are all doctors, and I said, isn't it crazy that all this coincides when people are, like, using music, blasting it. It's the decibel noise.
Well, I don't really know about that. All I know is that, as Dr. Ben Carson said, this should be studied. He says that he's not sure there's definitive evidence right now one way or the other because there hasn't been sufficient study. So we will obviously know more as this administration goes forward. Now, we're going to be talking later on, also this hour, about our next hour, about the economy. All these gloom and doom things. Turns out the inflation also, the quarter before was, 3.3, more than that? 3.6. And now it's 2.1. But, Donald Trump has taken a wrecking ball to the economy. But the tariffs are going to cause rampant inflation. And it hasn't happened. At least not yet. Hillary Clinton referred to the people running the government right now as autocrats. Number 29.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-458-9469. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469.
Dinesh D'Souza went into a war zone to make his new film, revealing never-before-seen footage of October 7th. The film offers a new way to understand Israel, radical Islam, anti-Semitism, and biblical prophecy.
Could the fate of the world be tied to this place?
The Dragon's Prophecy, based on Jonathan Cahn's international bestseller. Watch it now or buy the DVD at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money, but gold has increased over 80% in the past 2 years. So if you think stuffing money under your mattress is your retirement plan, well, good luck with that. When you call Advantage Gold at 800- 1-800-741-GOLD, we'll send you a free gold kit that explains how rolling over your IRA into gold could not only supercharge your retirement, but maybe even help preserve your sanity. When's the last time you ever heard someone say, "Hey, sell all your gold"? Always consult with your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Nationwide and coast to coast, it's the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, I'm just calling to say that anyone who calls in from the left, they're all so misguided. They take a snippet from the drive-by media, think they know what's going on, and they don't. I refer to drive-by media because that's what Rush Limbaugh used to call them, and it was really a good way of describing what they do. They take a headline, they don't get the facts straight, and then they get it all wrong. And everyone on the left doesn't know, they just don't have the facts, and they jump to conclusions, and then they don't let anybody else say anything. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thanks, Larry, for being on the radio. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Next hour, we're going to talk about, among other things, Sunny Hostin. She's one of the co-hosts on The View. And during the campaign, of course, you remember this, Kamala Harris goes there, very friendly environment. They practically licked her to death. And Sonny Hostin says to her, very helpfully, if you had been in charge, your president, what would you have done differently? Because after all, we had a 9% inflation. We had a shutdown because of COVID that most people now believe was a mistake. Family of four, spending $1,100 a month more for the same goods and services as that family spent 4 years ago. 4 years of open borders, minimum of 10 million people, maybe 12, maybe 15, nobody really knows, came into the country illegally, unvetted, unvaccinated. And then we had that disastrous pullout from Afghanistan, which very likely motivated Putin, very likely motivated Hamas to do what they did on October 7th. So, having said all of all this, knowing that two-thirds of Americans believe we're on the wrong track, Madam Vice President, what would you have done differently had you been in charge? Kamala Harris is now back on The View, promoting her new book, and the issue of that question and her answer came up. We'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about the economy, and I've got some headlines for you, all talking about how the economy was facing imminent disaster. We are facing Armageddon. And because of the elimination of USAID, Marco Rubio was confronted by George Clintonopoulos about people that Clintonopoulos claims are dying because of our cutback of USAID. And based upon the rhetoric we're still hearing from people like Gavin Newsom and Hillary Rodham Clinton, these are big names in the party. They're hostile, angry. You're a racist, you're a Nazi, you're a fascist, you're a Hitler, you're a dictator. Rhetoric is not changing. Although every now and then they're using the word authoritarian, as if that makes a difference. Same song, different notes. All of this and more. Gavin Newsom says California is not backing down. Chicago mayor says Trump's America looks like the Confederacy won, and calls ICE agents terrorists. I'm Larry Elder.
This every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress Avenue, Saturday, October 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.